Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The New York Post iconic gossip column, page 6, now on your TV screen daily. Page 6 TV is one of the most talked about daily series of the new season, bringing you in-the-know gossip and news from entertainment, culture, media, finance, real estate, and politics from trusted entertainment journalists like insider Elizabeth Wagmeister, who also covers the entertainment industry for Variety. You've seen her on Today, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, Access Hollywood, The Insider, Extra, The Talk, Fox News, CNN. She's been a panelist on HuffPost Live, on Huffington Post, weekly segment on Good Day LA, covering red carpet from the Oscars to the Golden Globes, Teen Choice Awards to the VMAs, also premieres, major industry events, interviews with Hollywood's biggest names. Her YouTube videos have over 30 million views. Recently, a hard-hitting interview with Chelsea Handler for Variety that went viral, and co-writer of Variety's cover story on the Harvey Weinstein scandal, and now an insider on Page 6 TV, Elizabeth Wagmeister, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Elizabeth. Great to have you with us on the program.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, sexual harassment abuse continues to be the prominent story. Literally, every day there's a new accusation, and it appears this is going to continue for some time, doesn't it?
Yes, there is no slowing down on this story, unfortunately. The floodgates are completely open now, and the only silver lining with this is that now we are finally letting the victims share their stories. You know, we're in the age of social media. We're in the age where nothing can be hidden anymore, like it was back in the 70s and 80s and 90s when people like Harvey Weinstein were apparently terrorizing many women in Hollywood. I've spoken with many of the alleged victims of Harvey Weinstein, and that's what they've all said to me, that they are actually inspired that they're able to tell their stories and hopefully help the next generation so that, you know, the next wave of Hollywood bosses do not act in this way. But, Rick, you're absolutely correct. This is not slowing down. I mean, since the Harvey Weinstein scandal erupted, we've now seen Kevin Spacey with allegations of coming onto a 14-year-old. So I think people, you know, were very disgusted and saddened and perhaps shocked to hear that Kevin Spacey is perhaps an alleged pedophile. Now just, you know, this week we're seeing Hollywood producer Brett Ratner. Six women came forward accusing him of sexual harassment. This is really spanning across the entire entertainment industry, also the fashion industry. I mean, we're seeing names come out every single day, and there's really no slowing down.
What's amazing as you watch this is sort of the suddenness. I think you used the word exploded, and I think that's really the case. Weinstein comes out, there's an accusation, and literally within a couple of days, there are dozens of accusations. Now we have all these other stories emerging. The dam really broke on this, didn't it?
It did, and, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, I definitely want to talk about is on Twitter, sometimes you see people victim shaming and why didn't you come out sooner? Well, again, from being on the phone with these victims, there's no upside to coming out and sharing your story. I mean, if you are an actress who has one credit to her name, maybe, and is trying to make it in Hollywood and you're meeting with Harvey Weinstein, that's terrifying to speak up against him. And you said, you know, the dam has been open. And what I think is really happened is once one person comes out, it makes it a safer space for more women to come out. And I think that that's why we're seeing such a domino effect and such a downpour of this, that it's a good thing that when these victims come forward, it makes it safer. It makes it okay for other victims to speak up. And again, this is just, we're hearing, I mean, horrific stories, and it's horrible to hear, but the upside is that at least this open secret is not a secret anymore.
You're listening to This Week in America with us on the program from Page 6 TV, Elizabeth Wagmeister. Let's talk a little bit about the whole House of Cards, Kevin Spacey situation. What are you hearing? I mean, here's a program that literally puts streaming into the mainstream. People that never heard of streaming before suddenly are going to Netflix and streaming House of Cards. I hear talk maybe about a spinoff and he won't be on it. Are you hearing anything? What's going to happen with that?
Absolutely. So Variety actually exclusively broke that there are spinoffs in development. Obviously, Kevin Spacey will not be anywhere near those. So these spinoffs would be set in the world of House of Cards, but focusing on other characters. And there's many ideas floating around. But what's happening on actual House of Cards right now is that production has been shut down. The show will end for sure after season 6, but what I will tell you is that was not a cancellation made in response to these allegations that have come out against Kevin Spacey. I actually heard from my sources that Netflix always planned for this to go 6 seasons. That was the plan all along, and then the announcement just obviously came out the day that his accusation came out against him. But Netflix called an emergency meeting. They sent their executives from Los Angeles to Baltimore, where the show taped, and they went to have a meeting with the cast, with the crew, and just hours after that, production was suspended because they are going to investigate right now. So these are, you know, allegations that really need to be taken seriously. And like you said, House of Cards, it put not just Netflix on the map, but it put the whole streaming industry on the map. But in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't matter. You know what? If Kevin Spacey, even though he denies this, when these accusations are out there, they're out there, but he actually didn't deny it. And I would love to chat with you, Rick, about his statement, which was so bizarre and offensive to many people because
yes.
He combined a coming out statement with not even defending himself, really. You know, he said, this was a drunken thing that I don't remember. Well, in what world is it okay to allegedly come on to a 14-year-old because you're drunk? That's not okay. So the LGBTQ community is outraged. We saw GLAAD slammed Kevin Spacey. I've been speaking to some younger male actors, directors, producers, and I will tell you, Rick, they've all told me that even though they would not classify their experiences with Kevin Spacey as harassment, that they definitely felt some discomfort with him and that this wasn't odd for him, that he definitely acted a little bizarre with some men that he perhaps had his eye on. So I think we are going to see more names come forward against Kevin Spacey.
What you're hearing from Elizabeth is a real insider's perspective, and that's what you will hear every day on Page Six TV. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about that, because it's really a unique perspective that you and the other insiders bring to the program in a very fun-to-watch format.
Thank you. It really is. And, you know, for me, being an entertainment journalist for all these years, that's what made me so excited when I got the opportunity for this show, is that it's really unlike anything out there. You know, we're not TV hosts who show up, get our hair and makeup done, put on a smile, and read a teleprompter. We truly are the ones that we're breaking the news. So, like you said, I am a reporter for Variety. All of my colleagues, we all have our other day jobs. So we're bringing our stories, our scoops. We're not reading you the headlines. We're actually making the headlines. You know, when you Google Carlos Greer or Elizabeth Wagmeister, you're going to see our byline come up with a story, and that's what we're talking about on Page Six TV. We're giving you the real inside scoop. We're literally on set. There's a reason why we have our phones at our table, is because our phones are literally buzzing. And I'll have an update from a source as we're shooting that I'm able to then deliver and give our viewers the latest up-to-date exclusive information.
And we throw gossip out there because that's where Page Six made its name, in doing gossip. And that really sells it short, doesn't it? This is really entertainment journalism that you're doing.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, for me, I am an entertainment journalist. Carlos is a gossip reporter. And what I love about this show is Page Six is really the gossip Bible. And to me, Variety is the Hollywood entertainment Bible.
Yes.
So it's been really incredible for Carlos and I. We're both reporters. We cover similar but different things. And it's been really great for us to be able to merge our different perspectives. But yeah, we're doing celebrity gossip. We're doing real estate, sports. I mean, really, if you're a public figure and you're doing something that's raising some eyebrows, you are fair game to be spoken about on Page Six TV.
And chances are you will see yourself, as you said, on Page Six TV. To find out where Page Six TV airs in your market, visit page6tv.com and spell out six, page6tv.com. Great stories there as well. With us on the program, one of the insiders, Elizabeth Wagmeister. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.